You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Daniel Almazan Clinkwart, Mauricio Diaz, and Manuel Morato are the founders of Aire Libre, a Mexico City-based travel company helping people to discover the world through running. They offer retreats and experiences aimed at helping people reconnect to nature while discovering incredible landscapes and indigenous cultures. From the Sierra Norte mountains surrounding Oaxaca, the Sacred Valley of Peru, and Patagonia's Lake District in Chile, Aire Libre creates adventures aimed at all levels, with food, culture, history, and running all mixed into an immersive week or weekend. Recently, they've had huge interest in their local experiences, offered across Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, which allow people to get out and enjoy nature without having to get on a plane or travel far from home. In the new year, they'll continue their experiences across Mexico and the Americas, with a retreat in Scotland planned next spring as well. Here's Daniel, followed by Mauricio, with the story of Aire Libre.
So yeah, what we do at Aire Libre Running is to create travel experiences for runners around the world. And this is all based on a community model where we're building a community around the travel experiences so that this community finds a channel through us to explore the world basically and to find remote places through running or even through hiking for some of them, which are just starting out with running or depending on their fitness level. But the idea is to be inclusive and to get all kinds of people on board so that they can have an experience where they can get to know a place on foot and they can explore these remote cultures and these remote landscapes through this very humbling experience, which is running or walking long distances.
It's a very funny way how Aire Libre became a company. We never really planned it to be so. It actually all started with this crazy idea of Manuel, our other co-founder, who wanted to run 90 kilometers in the middle of nowhere in the desert along the Sea of Cortez, north of Mexico, in the state of Sonora, where he is originally from. So he invited us to tag along, and so we did, and we documented that whole crazy adventure. And very particular of that run was that we went and ran through the lands of a native tribe called the Seri. So that made it very particular already. We had to ask permission to the tribe. We had to have their blessing to do it, and which we received. And we executed this project, and what came out of it was this beautiful content and story where we used running as a way to tell basically the story of how these people lived and how their landscape and culture was. And then we naturally published this content. We came up with a name, you know, Aire Libre Running, and then we published the story. And it had a really, really good traction. It was really well received in various media outlets because of how unique it was. It was very different to what was usually being done and consumed in the running world. So that first story, of course, then pushed us very quickly to do a second and a third. And so for a whole first year, we did mostly storytelling and we produced content exploring all of these ideas of spirituality, of using running as a vehicle of culture, and so on and so forth. And then, so at a point, we started to receive many, many requests of people through Instagram that they wanted to join us, they wanted to come and run with us in these adventures. And it got to a point where there were so many requests, we had to do something about it. And so we ended up deciding on putting an experience together. We designed and embedded all of these elements that we were exploring, and something amazing came out of it. And that's how, yeah, that was like all of the experiential travel started. And that's actually the first sort of revenue stream that helped us to make of Aire Libre a company.
It's always been important to connect with the local people instead of working, because we work all around the world nowadays, and it's instead of working with established travel agencies, like local travel agencies and so on, we work with the locals directly. And it's usually people from the communities or people from these places that don't necessarily have a tourism background, but somehow connect to the project, whether it's through running or through the love of the outdoors. And it's also people that really know their place and are really pushing for the conservation of their culture and the natural landscapes of their country, which is one of the main things for us as well, no? Because what we want to achieve through these experiences is for people to really appreciate the culture of a place and the importance of the natural landscapes that surround us, and take a little bit of that back home and kind of bring it back into their life. So the idea is to build this global community of like-minded people that are all connected through the same values, through the same philosophy, and all have kind of experienced the same things and have had access to these other worldviews and other ways of living. The going back into kind of our ancient culture and finding these ancient ways of spirituality connected to wellness as well, no? And that's been an amazing discovery as well, to be able to take people back that usually connect to a trend such as wellness, which is kind of focused on becoming healthier and becoming better people in every sense, and being able to take that and that mindset and bring it back to discovering these other ways of accessing, ways of being more spiritually connected and healthier through things such as the Temazcal here in southern Mexico, which is a sweat lodge that resembles a mother's womb, and you go in and there's a whole ritual in there. And the idea is that when you come out, you're reborn, but at the same time, you're sweating all the toxins out, and it's an incredibly healthy thing to do, you know? So on one side, it's been amazing to discover those parallelisms and to be able to bring people from cities that are very connected to the wellness trends nowadays and bring them back and make them realize that this is a thing that humans have been pursuing for so long, in many different ways, no? Of being healthier and being more spiritually connected, more connected to the earth and so on. And now bringing that to running as well, and finding that running has always had such a big connection to all of these ancient cultures, because running is basically the human sport by excellence. You know, it's one of the things that has allowed us and our communities to evolve in the way they have. It has allowed people to move in incredible ways, and it also has a very deep spiritual connection to rituals and so on in these communities. So that's another part of our project, that we're trying to get people away from this idea of running as only fitness and only time and distance, and making them realize that it has a very, very profound connection to who we are as humans, as a race, and it also has a very profound spiritual meaning as ritual and as prayer. For sure, we had to postpone all of our experiences this year because of the pandemic. And on one side, I mean, it has allowed us to take a step back again and focus more on content and what we're bringing to our community online, you know, and how we can keep being a channel of inspiration. And the other thing that's happened is we've noticed there's a move towards more local tourism, and for people from cities wanting not to travel too far, but also wanting to explore the place where they live and the surroundings of the places where they live. And of course, a move towards the outdoors. You know, people right now don't seem to want to be in cities too much. So we've created a new series of experiences that we call Local Escapes. And these are based mainly, we're thinking of these around 100-mile radius of main cities. And they're all about, again, exploring the place where you live without having to go too far. It also goes to this thing where we usually don't really know the places where we live, because we feel like we have a lifetime to explore them, and at the end we never do. So we also think this is an amazing opportunity to get to know the places where we live and enjoy them, and be aware that we, in order to explore, we don't have to go that far. And in order to gain perspective and transform the way we think about life and take a break from our daily lives, it doesn't mean to have to go to crazy remote places all the time. It can be pretty close by as well.
I mean, the retreats we do, the bigger, longer version ones, we don't intend to stop doing them. We actually have already planned some for next year if the context allows us to. But I mean, we have as a new experience Scotland planned. We have a retreat that's going to take place in the Highlands in Scotland in May next year. And then we'll be doing Peru, we'll be doing Patagonia, we're going to be doing Mexico City and some others. And then at the same time, this new project that we're launching, which are the local escapes, which we, yeah, it's a project that we also see a very interesting future, because it's a way for us to grow organically with the help and with the passion of our community. It's pretty much the structure and essence of it. No, it's us using Idealure Running as a platform with the knowledge that we have gained of operating many experiences in various formats, and bringing down into a format that anyone that relates to what we do can just plug in and play and replicate wherever they are in the world. No, so if you want to do something in London, you know, we'll provide everything and then we can make it happen so that people can escape locally. And that's another way to keep on impacting and growing the community. And you know, those are the most immediate ones. Of course, we have on our bigger scheme and our bigger picture map some other projects that, well, we haven't really began, but in general, you know, the umbrella and the bigger goal of this all is we definitely want to impact the world for good. We want to use this project as a tool to try to be another piece from the many, many movements that are needed to change the world. That's where we're headed, Dan.
Daniel Almazan Klinkwart and Mauricio Diaz, two of the co-founders of Aire Libre, speaking to me from Mexico. My thanks to both. You can learn more at airelibre.run. Thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.